You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Dan Conlon. I'm the curator at the Canadian Museum of Immigration at Pier 21. And I put together exhibits at the museum, temporary exhibits and traveling exhibits, to look at all aspects of immigration in Canada. So at Pier 21, we look at the experience of immigrants and their contributions to the building of Canada. So we have two big permanent galleries that look at the history of people arriving at Pier 21 and from ocean liners in the past, but also the history of people arriving in Canada from 1604 right up until today, and the role that immigrants have played in building Canada. We also do temporary exhibits where we'll sort of do a spotlight on a special event. This year we have a big 4,000 square foot exhibit looking just at the experience of refugees in coming to Canada. Our new exhibition, Refuge Canada, looks at the experiences of refugees and Canada's sort of track record in responding to refugees. We look at some major past waves, but the genocide against the Tutsis in Rwanda, we sort of gave special treatment in the center part of the exhibit to explore the idea of loss. Many refugees experience loss of, you know, country, of career, of community, and of family members, people who are killed. And as a genocide, the genocide against the Tutsis in Rwanda gives us a really powerful and very deep, tragic example of whole families killed or sole survivors who kind of have to live with that afterwards. So we explore that with eyewitness accounts of the genocide and also some really powerful objects, ranging from the beret of the UN General Dallaire, who was there and couldn't stop the genocide, to a piece of clothing from one of the victims, to a little identity card that lists the names of 12 members of a family who were all killed just because it said Tutsi on their identification. And so we want Canadians to reflect on the effect of an event like that on refugees. 4,200 refugees from Rwanda came to Canada, and many of them kind of live with that event, for the rest of their lives. And that's often an important challenge for refugees. So we wanted to use that example to make people think. The genocide against the Tutsi in Rwanda was a huge refugee event. I mean, before the genocide, there were hundreds of thousands of Tutsi who fled Rwanda. After the genocide, there were 2 million people who fled. But one of the remarkable things about Rwanda is that most of those refugees actually came back, because Rwanda was able to achieve this remarkable record of stability and reconciliation, and people were able to return. So that gives us a bit of hope when we look at that very kind of that tragic story. So our new exhibit, Refuge Canada, kind of looks at that Rwanda as a really powerful example for Canadians to think about. Every time I go to an event like this and I hear first-person accounts and see people from that community talk about the event, I kind of learn something new. Today, one of the speakers put up the Ten Commandments of the Hutu killers, and just how powerful that reminded me of what the Nazis did with their Nuremberg laws, and just the precise, methodical nature of hate and division was something I really should think about, and that Canadians should not get complacent, that, that peace and harmony is a delicate thing that people really have to fight for and to contribute to. I think we should think a lot about that. So I was kind of running through that today. But also, just to return that to that theme of hope, I mean, Rwandans are very proud of the measure of stability and reconciliation that they've achieved, which is a very hard thing to do. I mean, I have Irish ancestors who, went through centuries of retribution and revenge, and have only recently achieved some measure of stability. What Rwanda did was really kind of amazing. So I think those are kind of important things kind of Canadians can think about and reflect. Canada is a multicultural society. We have people who come from all over the world, and we see that as a strength, and I think it really is a strength. So I think we should sort of think hard about how we can keep that being a strong and growing thing.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.